traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network, coming to you live from Delray Beach, Florida, where our home studios are at and all of our horses are gathering up for our winter season. We've got over 1,100 horses coming here to Delray Beach, to our facilities at Sunshine Meadows, Palm Beach Downs, and Delray Equestrian. We're getting excited about it. It's a whole new season. You know, we're getting ready to start our journey on all the paths to the Kentucky Derby, to the quest for equine gold, to the sales, you name it. The journey has started, and we're on it real quick. Today, 9:30:21, if you go to our website, you can watch racing here from all over the country, America's Day at the Races. That'll start 58 minutes and 15 seconds from now, live on IEN. Then if you go down on our website again, you know, we've got all different kinds of things on there. One of the things that we have is feeding the horses around the world. Hallway Feeds has been real nice to us here at IEN. And they literally can feed your horse anywhere in the world. They can make up any kind of feed you need for your horse. They're very good consultants, and it's a good company to be associated with if you're an equestrian. And they do all breeds, and they do all over the country and all over the world. So IEN is one of our good people to go to, and we wouldn't recommend them if we hadn't used their products. And they are good. Then we go to IEN radio and television programming, and one of the things that we have on there is the Florida Horse. And it's really interesting to watch that little segment. It tells about how important horses are to our economy here in the state of Florida and around the world, wherever there's, you know, equestrian facilities at. They make up a tremendous amount of money brought into the communities, whether they're going to Burger King or to the grocery stores, or they, you know, they're just spending money there that normally wouldn't be there. And it's very important to our communities to, you know, welcome and go out and attend some of these horse shows and venues and festivals and everything. You know, so that's a good little piece there. And we go over to our Camping World segment on IEM, and it tells you how what to look for when buying a new RV. And they have all kinds of different shows that go off of this Camping World site about how to maintain them, how to buy them, what you need for them, where to go, you know, that type of thing. Towing, fixing flats, you name it, they got it on there. And that's on our Camping World segment. Then we have Equestrian of the Week. Isabella Worth, she's a dressage rider. It's really good. For more information on her, you can go to www.horsey/hooves.com. Isabella Worth. She's a dressage rider, and it's a real good segment that we have on there. The name of the segment is called What Happened to Isabella Worth? And it goes through and tells you her career and the things that she's done over the years. It's really a good segment, and it gets down and personal, you know, with her and all. So that's Equestrian of the Week for this week. Next week, that'll change. So if you have an equestrian that you would like to highlight or tell us about, give us a call at 561-466-1272. And tell us who your equestrian of the week is, and we'll get them on our website. Now, next, we go to our equine business of the week. And these guys are really great. It's called Big D's, Tack and Vet Supplies. You name it, they've got it. They can take care of things for you, get you things in 2 or 3 days. You know, they're just a great company to be around, especially if you need something you know, and you're away from home and not at your regular tack shop, I suggest that you get Big D's as a regular tack shop, because they can deliver to you anywhere in the world, and they get it to you in, you know, in 2 or 3 days. Big D's literally has any and everything for all equestrians. And you just go to their website, which is www.bigdweb.com. And you can buy today and have it here by Saturday. They're really good people. Now the next segment we go to is Farm of the Week. It's winbackfarm.com. It's one of the best standard bred facilities in the world. They have any and everything there at Winback Farm, and they're born to compete and to raise to win. It's just amazing how they're doing. So far this year, their performance, they've got 2021 earnings of $14,004,000. They've got 1,446 wins between all their farms in Delaware, Maryland, New York, Ontario, and Pennsylvania. You know, it's just amazing what they do there at Winback. Like I said, it's one of the best standard bred facilities in the world. And if you go to their website, you can check them out. It's www.winbackfarm.com. And they're really, really phenomenal in what they do. And like I said, they've got over 1,400 wins and $14 million in earnings so far this year, which is really, really exceptional for the standard bred industry. And then we go to our next segment on the website. It's a family, good family show. It's called All Roads Lead to Home. It's fantastic. It's good. It's inspirational. It's about a young girl in the horse business and how it all goes back to home. I think you'd really enjoy it. It's good for the family to watch. And, you know, it's about an hour and 20 minutes long. Nice program. And if you have a movie that you'd like to see on our website, call us at 561-466-1272, and we'll get your movies up and on our programming. And also, now we're down to our weekly programming on IEN. And the first one we have is At the Wire. It's our segment is going to be Breeders' Cup Live, Road to the 2021 Breeders' Cup. It's on October 2nd, and be sure to tune in. It's a great tutorial, you might say, about how to get into the horse business, how they live, how they race, where they go, what they do. It's a good show presented by Breeders' Cup and at Santa Anita this year. Actually Del Mar this year. You know, so just take a look at that. Then we go over to Chuck Wagon, which is my favorite part. It's about eating on the road in your RVs, wherever you go. They have skillet recipes on there this week, and you would be surprised at some of the things that you can make and do in a skillet that normally you wouldn't think of. And that's what I like about this program. They have five easy skillet recipes for your RV now. And also, it's really good segment. If you come to our website and look at it, it'll be interesting, and it might be a great change for the weekend. You can see what you got on the weekend. Then we go to our other weekly program. We got several of them here. It's called Chucker. It's about polo across the United States and internationally. On this week, we have the 2021 Gold Cup Final from Wellington, Florida. So go to our website, click on the web, on the different websites, and you can watch polo from all over the world. It's just a great link to seeing how they play polo in India, how they play it in Korea, how they play it in Australia and the United States. It's really, really good. Then if you go to our next program, which is Flying Turns, It's all about the 2021 standardbred yearling sales this year. You can see who's selling and, you know, how much they go for. It's really quite nice to watch and you know, take a look and see just where horsemen are spending their money. You have $1,000 horses that have been purchased at the sales, and next thing you know, they made $100,000, and then you've got $1 million horses that they paid $1 million for and couldn't outrun me on a good day. And that's really a good segment to watch. It's the 2021 yearling sales coming up here from Lexington, Harrisburg, and Ohio. It's a good segment, and it takes you around the country and seeing who's selling what. Then this is something that I think everybody would really be interested in. It's in Ocala, Florida. It's called Behind the Scenes at the World Equestrian Center. And the World Equestrian Center is a phenomenal facility. It's just amazing what Mrs. Roberts has done there. You're looking at over 4,000 acres for this farm, five covered indoor air-conditioned arenas, a church, a grocery store, literally any and everything that you need for the horse industry, you know, is on the property at the World Equestrian Center. And everybody that I've talked to, they've gone up to show, and it's just really made it incredibly easy for them. They love it. They also have World Equestrian Center in Ohio and everything. So it's really good. Go to there. It's a nice little short video on the World Equestrian Center and what they do and how they do it. It's called Behind the Scenes at the World Equestrian Center. Then our next segment we go to is called Quest for Equine Gold. David O'Connor, a renowned equestrian from the show horse industry, gives a little introduction to the show horse industry and what they do and how they do it and where their future's going. It's kind of exciting to hear him talk and you understand why everything looks as good as it does in the show horse industry. It's because a gentleman like David O'Connor that gets in there and he puts his experience in and you know, all the highlights of what he's done over his career, you know, on video. And it's a good segment to watch. It's Quest for Equine Gold with David O'Connor and everything. Now we come up here to, we come up to the sales. It's called Last Call. And Last Call has the most expensive yearling ever sold on there at the Keeneland sales. It's good to go to and look. You can watch all the yearling sale. You can watch every, you know, kind of guess what they're going to sell for. You know, it's just really a great site to go to. It's called Last Call, and it's the most expensive yearling ever sold in the history of the equine business. Go to it and see who it is and where he came from and how he got there. Then our next segment is called Quarter Time. We have the European Championships on there, and it's really good. They have all the disciplines of the Quarter Horse Association. It's really interesting to see, you know, this breed of top-notch champions in the world. They're just amazing to see what they go through, how they go through it, what takes to get there, how they get there, and it's just really interesting. You'd be surprised at all the work that goes into them and what they have to do to get to a world championship. In this case, it's the European Championships, and then next it's the World Championships. Then our last weekly segment is called 0 to 10. It's all about dressage. Dressage is a nice discipline to watch. It's where the horses dance to the music. And this is a two-day session that we have, and it's reliving dressage days USFE on there. So that's good to go to. And then here's our big money maker this year. We are doing here at IEM a documentary. It's called How They Get There, the 2022 Kentucky Derby. And it's going to be an hour-long show for national broadcast. It's coming along good. We've got a lot of people that are helping us with it. They're making it, going to make it interesting. How They Get There is going to take you through what it takes to get to the Kentucky Derby in 2022. The journey starts with the owner, and the owner that we're looking at this year, that's a renowned farm for many, many years, many world champions, many Derby winners, Breeders' Cup winners, it's Claiborne Farm. And if you go to How They Get There on our website, you can take a tour, a virtual tour of Claiborne Farm. And it tells exactly who they are, where they're at, and what it takes to get to, you know, champions to the Kentucky Derby and the Belmonts and the Preaknesses and the Breeders' Cup. Very, very good. Down home, an old farm. And go to it. You'll really enjoy it. And then after you start the journey with the owner has to select the trainer. And we have on our website here, meet the trainer. And the super trainer that we're talking about, part one, is called Todd Pletcher. Over 5,000 wins in his career, many millions of dollars made over the years. Todd's a fantastic trainer, even a better person. He's a Hall of Famer now, in the Hall of Fame in Saratoga. And he's really good at what he does. He's very meticulous at what he does. He runs a good barn. He's got good owners. He's got a great crew to take care of the horses. And he's a master of planning how to get horses to the Derby. He's just unbelievable in it. And later on here in the show, we're going to talk about two of the Kentucky Derby prep races. And Todd's got a multitude of horses running for the Kentucky Derby this year. You'll be really surprised at what goes on here. And then we go to equine transportation. After you have your owner and your trainer, you got to have the transportation to get your horses from track to track, you know, country to country, state to state. You know, it's a documentary that's called First Class on here, and it's how they ship horses. And when they come to the airplane part in the documentary, you see the little fat guy in there. That's me when I was flying horses with Instone Air Services. But it's really interesting. People don't understand that sometimes some of the flights that you're on, the commercial flights from coast to coast, you might have in the cargo hold down there, you know, a couple of boxes of horses. That are flying. So they do fly commercially, but most of them fly on FedEx, and we'll go over that here in a little bit too. That's another part of our program today. So that's equine transportation. How do they get there? They get there land, sea, and air. It shows everything that you need to know. Then we go to one of the crucial parts that the owner and the trainer collaborate on. You have to find yourself a good blacksmith to take care of their feet, to make sure that they're going across the track training right. When they race, they get their race shoes on, and you make sure that they're all right. And this guy that's in our video here on the blacksmith, his name is Steve Norman. And I've known Steve for a long time, and he shot a lot of the horses that I worked with that won Kentucky Derbies and Breeders' Cups and you know, name it. He shot horses for all over the world. He's a very good person. He's a good blacksmith, a great blacksmith, Hall of Famer type of guy. He's really good his relaxing time, he plays bluegrass music. He's got a really, his band is as good as his horseshoe. And also, you know, that's good. But it's really important that you get your horses across the track and, you know, that they're shod for mud, dirt, turf, you know, synthetic surfaces, you name it. You know, he knows how to shoe them. And you just leave him alone. Don't ask any questions, and he'll get you to the winner's circle. That's on there, Steve Norman Blacksmith. And then we come back again to on our how they get there to the feed. The feed that we have is, again, hallway feed. They go everywhere, and if you go to the little video there, it tells you all about the company. And that's one of the most important things that an owner and trainer has to worry about is making sure that horses are getting the right feed. Now, when I was working on the track, the farm that I worked for, Windstar Farm, they weighed their horses every week. And what they would do is if a horse is gaining weight, they'd back off on the feed. If he was losing weight, they would up the feed. And if they had any problems, they could go to hallway feeds, and hallway feeds could tell you, you know, what's going on with the horse and what he needs and what he doesn't need, you know, that type of thing. And like I said, hallway feeds travels all over the country and international, so you can't go wrong with their with them. And when you're looking to tell your owner why we lost the race, you can always kind of scratch your head and say, well, maybe it was the feed. No, I'm just kidding about that. With hallway feed, it's never the feed, and they'll get you to the finish line for sure with a good feed program. Then we go, again, this goes back again to the owner and to the trainer. How did they get a horse to the for the Kentucky Derby? Is it a homebred that they breed at their own farm? Is it a private sale, or is it at the equine sales? And if you go to our equine sales and how they get there, you'll see behind the scenes with myracehorse.com. They bought a lot of horses. They've had a Derby winner out of their buying that they do. They syndicate all these horses, and you would be surprised at what you could buy the horse for through behind the scenes at Keeneland with myracehorse.com. And speaking of Keeneland, the most expensive yearling ever bought, ever went to go to the sales, was sold at Keeneland this past November. I mean, this past September, you know. So that was really something to see there. Then one of the segments that we're going to get ready to go into here towards the end of our show is the Kentucky Derby prep races. How important those prep races are is getting a horse to the Kentucky Derby. This year with the pandemic and last year and with a lot of track renovations have done, like at Gulfstream Park, for example, they got a DIRF, TURT, and synthetic turf track, which is gives a trainer a lot of options going to Gulfstream. You can put them on the grass, you can put them on the dirt, or you can put them on a synthetic turf. And a lot of times the synthetic turf is a lot easier on them than a dirt or a turf course is. And it gives them a little different shot in winning races, which is just a great situation. Not many tracks have the three tracks like that. And those three tracks are instrumental in getting a horse ready to run in the Kentucky Derby. A lot of decision has to go in between the owner and the trainer about what type of surface to run on, you know, where you're going. You might have a muddy day, you know, at Gulfstream with all the rain that we get here in South Florida, and you can switch him over to the synthetic track, which is not as muddy and it's not hard to get across as it would be a muddy track. And also, those are the kind of things that you start looking in at the Derby prep races that they have, you know, where they're at, weather conditions, you know, the whole nine yards. And so that's instrumental in getting to the Derby, and planning out a program that you have to plan out 6 months in advance on where to run and, you know, what track to run on and, you know, that type of thing. And so that's how they do that. And then the most important decision of all is after we go through all the things that we just talked about, the owner and trainer have to sit down and see whether to nominate the horse and run him in the Kentucky Derby. It's an exciting time and point when that happens. In fact, in this segment that we're having here on the Kentucky Derby, the last segment that we've already filmed is how the horse gets to the Derby. And it's a combination of all the things that we just went over. And now when we go to the farm, we ask the owner and the trainer, are you going to run in the Derby? And they say, yes, we are. And then one of the little girls runs out of the barn and says, are we going to the Derby? And we tell them, yes, we're going to the Derby. And we bring the horse out and we go with a halter cam on his halter. So you're seeing what the horse sees when he leaves the barn to leave to go to the Kentucky Derby. And he gets up on the, loads up on the truck, and they lock the truck up, and then they go down the road to Churchill Downs to get to the Kentucky Derby. And all along the way, you're seeing what the horse sees while he's riding in the van, looking out the window, going to the Kentucky Derby. Then when we arrive at Churchill, we go through the guard gate and we arrive at Churchill. There's a lot of photographers and media that are there welcoming each horse there in Churchill Downs. Is also welcoming the horses to the 2022 Kentucky Derby. On the iCam, on the halter cam, he's going to come out. He looks at all the crowd and then he turns his head to the right and he sees the Twin Spires at Churchill Downs, which lets them know that that's the home of the Kentucky Derby. And then we take him into the barn, and you see how he's prepared and how he's getting ready to settle in for the night to rest up for the Derby. And it's going to be a real interesting video for you to see. You know, it's going to be kind of homemade, kind of non-professional. I don't call myself a professional. But it was good enough to be accepted by national networks to watch on the Derby the Thursday before the Kentucky Derby. That's called How They Get There, the 2022 Kentucky Derby. And now next we're going to dinner, domestic and international equine events. For example, we have the Quarter Horses, American Quarter Horse Association. If you go to their website, they'll show you all the national events and international events that are available. It's a real good site to go to, and it's about the American cowboy. It's what cowboys really are and what they really do on there. So that's our American Quarter Horse Association. And then today we have the golf sales from Europe. It's their first sale of their – it's day one. And it's amazing the money that they're going for there. It's surprising for Europe. It's fantastic money. You know, they're spending good money for it, and they're good to go to. It's interesting. It's a little different than the American sales, but go to it. It's called international section of there, and today is the golf sportsman sale live. It's day one that they have here, and they got lot 672 up there now. He's at $37,440. So it's interesting to see how the Europeans are doing. For them, that's 27,520 euros for them. It's amazing. A lot 671 sold for $69,000. So they're going good. The sales here are, there's not a lot of people there because they're bidding online. And, that's what makes it all, interesting, to see how, it's not a typical, U.S. sale, like they have, not at all. Now they've got 673 will be coming into the sale arena, and we'll see what the first bid is on him. Right now, nobody's bid on him, and he's looking good. Looks like he's worth a few dollars, and we're just going to see what happens here with him. It's just kind of interesting. So far, no bids. He's looking shaky here. We don't know what's going to happen with him. He might be the one that you could go buy a sandwich and a soda and pick this one up. Oh no, we got a bid now, $58,000. Oh, it's going to go through the roof here on him. They starting to bid heavy on him now. But if you go to our website, you can go down to the international section and watch these horses that are being bidded on. They're bidding on him right and left now, so that'll be interesting to see how he comes out on it. But it's something different than we have here. And then we have the International Equine Report, which is the ARHA maturity this year. It's a nice organization. They've got some great horses that are there. It's a good video to see how they're doing. They're on a break right now. But if you go to it, it's really interesting. It tells you about the quarter horses and what they do on an international basis. It's going to be interesting to see how they go here with it. They have a lot of good videos along with this selection here. You'll see them at the bottom of the screen. Just click on them and go to it. That's the ARHA maturity. If you go to it now, you can visit with them. Then again, I know we talk a lot about the internet and what we do here, but we're trying to make the horsemen realize that we have a little bit of everything for them. We have air and auto transportation and hotels through Kayak. Kayak's a good company to work with. They have any and everything, no matter where you're at, they got it. And that's what we're trying to, do here at the International Equine Network, is make it easy for them, the equestrians wherever they're at. And most of it's done by internet. Like now, we have domestic and international banking from Bank of America. They're really good. I've had no problems with them. I've traveled to 12 countries in my career, and they're good to work with. They always have an outlet for you to get to. Then the next thing we have is the weather report from the Weather Channel. And, man, let me tell you, you don't know how many times I've used that on the road, traveling in and out of different states throughout the country, get it on my iPhone, get it on the internet. We really like it. Like today, they got the October temperature outlook has arrived. So they're going to be giving, all the different, prognostications on the internet this year for, storms and rains and weather temperature. And, everything that you need to know as a horseman is very crucial, not only for where you're located at whatever show you're going to, or races you're going to, but traveling back and forth between the farm and the races. You want to know what kind of weather situation you're going to be in. That's what you want to do, is just make sure that you get to where you're going without any weather, situation. And that's what we're doing there. And then we go to AAEP. If you need a vet anywhere in the country, you just go to www.aaep.org, horse owner, /get DMV. That's really a good one to go to in case you're in an emergency anywhere. That's www.aaep.org, /horse, hyphen, owner, get DMV. You'll see it on our website. One of the things that I like that we have here is, it's called the Horse Motel. It's, if you need a horse anywhere in the world, you can go in international. They're in Argentina, Australia, France, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Turkey, and the United Kingdom. In Canada, they're in Alberta, British Columbia, Manitoba, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, Ontario, Prince Edward Island, Quebec, Saskatchewan, and Yukon Territory. So these guys are just unbelievable. They can get you set up with any and everything you know that you want to do. They got hurricane stables. They got travel tips. They got related sites to your traveling. So they're really good to go to be with on there. It's really, really good. It's called Equine Overnight Stabling. And awesome. Then we have Equestrian RV and through Gunsam Club. They're a great organization to be around. They can locate RV sites for you, repair shops, towing, and more. All sites are IEN approved because that's who we use to do our trailers and everything. Also, we have MapQuest on there. Anywhere in the world, you go to MapQuest. They can get you whatever you need and get you to wherever you need. And along with the Weather Channel and MapQuest, you can't go wrong. You can get where you need to go and, you know, in a hurry. And then our last one here that we have is under Equine, and it's called SHIPT, SHIPT.com. You can get Office Depot, you can get grocery stores, pharmacies, you name it, you can get it from them. And it's a delivery service. It'll deliver right to your door. It'll deliver to your hotel. It will deliver to whatever show or racetrack you're at. And they deliver within 2 hours of ordering off the internet. If you go to them, it's $99 a year to use their services. And every order that's over $35 is free delivery. And let me tell you, it's easy to go over $35 when you're buying groceries or you're buying office supplies from, you know, from the Office Depot. They're really good to go to. That's ship.com and everything. Then we also have equine insurance available on our website, how to get connected to an insurance company for all your equestrian needs. That's farm, horse, employees, disability, you name it, they have it there. And that's with www.kcassell.com. Great company to work with. And then we go to our road transportation and everything that we do on the road all I suggest Creech Transport. They're at the sales. They travel all over the country. They get your horses to the airport, to the vet clinic. You name it, they can do it. There's not a road that they can't travel and get your horse to wherever you're at. If you go to www.creech, horsetransportation.com, they can get you there. And then when it comes to flying internationally, it's called the Duda Corporation, International Horse Transport. They do domestic and international flights. They fly the Olympic horses out of the states there, which is good. You know, so if you go to www.timduda.com, it's www.timduda.com. They can get your horse flown anywhere you need to go. And then of course, what do we have? We've got Walmart. Walmart is a mainstay of the horse industry. There's a Walmart everywhere. Just go to walmart.com and they'll locate you and tell you where you're at. And then one of our biggest help on our website is Fresh from Florida. It's www.visitflorida.com. If you go there, it'll tell you about everything in Florida, from the horse industry to the entertainment industry to restaurants, motels, beaches, parks and recreation, you name it. You go to www.visitflorida.com and they'll get you there. And so now we're getting down to the mainstay of our program here. All the horse news that's available in the country through Blood Horse, TDN, and other different magazines that help get us to where we're going on our projects here. Today, CDI, which is the Churchill Downs company, they announced that CDI sells Arlington Park property to the Chicago Bears. Arlington International Racecourse owner Churchill Downs announced September 29th that it has sold the 326-acre track property in Arlington Heights, Illinois, to the Chicago Bears. CDI said it had signed a purchase and sale agreement with the NFL team, which will pay $197.2 million for the property. The Bear could use the property to build a new stadium or negotiate a better deal with the current stadium at Soldier Field. Finalizing the purchase and sale agreement was a critical next step in continuing the exploration of property and its potential, said the Bears president, CEO Ted Phillips. Much work remains to be completed, including working closely with the Village of Arlington Heights, surrounding communities, before we can close the transaction. So it will be for a little bit there. This is our goal, is to chart a path forward that follows our team to thrive on the field. Chicagoland to propose from this endeavor, and the Bears organization to be construed a strong figure. We will never stop working towards delivering the Bear fans the very best experience that they can have at the ball field. And since then, we will continue to provide updates on the progress of the appropriate times. Oddly enough, CDI had owned Hollywood Park before selling the property in 2005 to Bay Meadows Land Company for $257.7 million. Today, SoFi Stadium, home of the Los Angeles Rams and Los Angeles Chargers, reside on the property. So it looks like that Churchill is in the business of buying up property and starting to sell them off to sporting entities, which I don't like to see have happen. And the reason I don't like that is because it cuts down on our revenue for the horse industry, and it gives us fewer places to race. And that's the last thing that we need to do, is get fewer places to race, because it makes it difficult for the trainers and owners to go to some barns that maybe only have 800 stalls when they really need 1,200 stalls. And so it really concerns me with what CDI is doing with their sales of properties and everything. So we're going to the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds just released their 2021-22 state schedules. It starts off on November 25th with the Thanksgiving Day Classic. It's $150,000 for three-year-olds up, 6 furlongs on the dirt. And that's a great way to start out, Thanksgiving Day. And then on December 11th, LA Champions Day Ladies Distaff. It's $100,000 for three-year-olds and up, fillies and mares, ladies and breeds, going on a mile and 16th on the dirt. So that's a good day. In fact, we have several days. December 11th, all the races are $100,000, except for the last. All of them are $100,000. So it's a great day for stakes racing to watch at the fairgrounds in New Orleans, and you can come to IENTV and you can watch those live on TV. Then the race goes right on down through. It's a good December, January, February meet. And finally, we get down to March 26th, which is a fantastic day of racing for them. We have the $500,000 New Orleans Classic. We have the $400,000 Fairgrounds Oaks. We have the $1 million Louisiana Derby. And it's a great day of racing there at the fairgrounds in there. And then we go to Laurel Racetrack in Baltimore, Maryland. And they passed their lineup of horse racing for the rest of the fall and the winter. On October 2nd, we had the Laurel Futurity, which is $150,000. We had the $150,000 guaranteed the Selma Stakes. We have the $100,000 guaranteed Laurel Dash. We have the $100,000 All Along Stakes. It's a listed race. And then we have the $100,000 guaranteed Japan Cup. That's in association with the Japanese people that we have partnered with over the years and everything. So now we're coming up to another news item here. The Breeders' Cup charters equine flights to California for the Breeders' Cup announced on September 22nd. The arrangements have been made with FedEx to charter two equine flights that will transport horses to California to compete in the 2021 Breeders' Cup World Championships November 5th and 6th at Del Mar. It says both FedEx charters will be making direct trips to San Diego International Airport. The first charter flight will leave Newark International Airport in Newark, New Jersey, October 31st. The second one will leave Indianapolis International Airport in Indiana, November 1st. Each flight will carry a maximum of 33 horses. Breeders' Cup will pay round-trip costs for the horses competing in the World Championships, whose connections use FedEx to ship their runners. Whether on the charter plane or separately scheduled flight on a FedEx flight, the lien of the owner's standard shipping allowance is $10,000. So they're going to do both chartered and private flights for the horses. And so now the next thing that we're coming up to here with the Breeders' Cup, we have the BC Challenge 2021. On October, coming up here, getting to the Breeders' Cup, all these horses will qualify for the Breeders' Cup if they won. It's the Santa Anita Sprint Championship on October 2nd. On the October 3rd, we have the Frisette Stakes, the Qatar Prix Marcel race. We have the Qatar Jean Luc race. We have the Zenyatta Stakes on the 3rd, the Prix de Lille Opera Longines Stakes race, October 3rd. Well, I'm having trouble with these different countries. We have the Qatar D'Arc de Triomphe, October 3rd. We have the Prix de l'Abbé de Longchamp Longines race. That's all on October 3rd. Then we have the Darley Alcibiades Breeders' Cup race at Keeneland. We have the Stowe Kennan Ogden Phoenix race at Keeneland. We have the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland. We have the Thoroughbred Club of America Breeders' Cup Philly and Mare Sprint. We have the First Lady Sprint, and then we have the Keeneland Turf Mile, all at Keeneland. That's on October 9th, and so which that's going to be a great day of racing there at Keeneland. Now, boy, man, you guys are making me struggle here today. And also, one of the next things that we have is our how they get there, the road to the 2022 Kentucky Derby. We've already had the Iroquois, we had the Judamont Royal Lodge, we had the Allen Smyrna Memorial in Bedford, and the American Farrell Handy Stakes that's coming up here on October 1st. This is exciting because these are the races that really now are going to push these owners and trainers to get where they need to get to, you know, with these horses. So that's going to be a good one here. In fact, right now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the first race, the race that I've always liked and would have liked to win, is the Champagne Stakes. at Belmont Park on October 2nd. Post time is 4:40 p.m. And this is a $500,000 race. It's for two-year-olds. It's going a mile on the dirt. And a lot of horses use this race to prep for the Kentucky Derby. And like we were talking before about owners and trainers and the COVID and all the different problems that we've had in the horse business this year, this is the end result of what we've had to go through. And when I say end result, I mean one of the factors that owners and trainers have to determine. And coming up here with the Champagne Stakes, it's a grade one on the dirt. Good example of what's happened over the COVID. We have a six-horse field going for $500,000. So that's an amazing, thing to see, here is just a six-horse field. And ironically, one of our clients at Palm Beach Downs in Delray Beach, Florida, is Todd Pletcher. And Todd Pletcher has three horses lined up for this race. He has the one horse, Wit, two-year-old colt, Ortiz in the saddle, 122 pounds weight that he'll carry. Then he has the number two horse, My Prankster, with Saez in the irons, 122 pounds, trained by Todd. And then the number six horse is Command Performance, two-year-old colt with Galliafion, carrying 122 pounds. Now, this race here, it gives you points for the Kentucky Derby. And the interesting thing of it is Todd could finish 1-2-3 in it. He could finish 1-2. He could finish first. He could finish out of the money. But the chances of him getting a horse, a legitimate run for the 2022 Kentucky Derby is this race right here. Three of these horses will come out of this race, and I've seen them all run. I've seen them all train. And I tell you, I think that all three of these horses have got a good shot in making the Kentucky Derby. And the reason I say that is because they're seasoned, and Todd's putting them in a race of quality and strength. And this is a true test of your two-year-old horse. And then eventually what I see with these horses, I see one of the horses possibly go to Hot Springs for the Arkansas Derby, one to Louisiana for the Louisiana Derby, and then you might have one go back, stay in New York, and run the two-year-old races there, that type of thing. They could do that because they got some good races coming up here. They got the Risen Star at the Fairgrounds in February, the Rebel at Oakland in February. The Fountain of Youth, March 5th at Gulfstream Park. The Holy Bull at Gulfstream. The Southwest at Oakland. So the Sam Davis at Tampa Bay Derby, the Tampa Bay Derby. Also the El Camino Royal Derby. So there's a lot of places that these trainers can see these horses. And so now Todd will have to decide what he does with these three, how they come out of the race, where they go. The whole nine yards. So he's just loaded for bear with that one. And there aren't any other trainers that have that are putting those kind of horses, in the race there at Belmont at the Champagne Stakes, on October 2nd at 4:40 p.m. in the afternoon. And then which is on the east, on the west coast, and the same thing as the Champagne Stakes. We have Santa Anita has the American Pharoah Grade 1 race. It's Pacific time. It's 4:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m. our time here. It's a $300,000 race going for a mile and a 16th on the dirt. Now, the thing of it is that I don't like is the fact that Bob Baffert has three horses in this race, and Bob Baffert is not eligible for the Kentucky Derby this year because of pending legal situation that he has with Kentucky and New York racing. So he's not eligible for Derby points. And so it kind of makes you wonder, you know, where he's going to go with these horses. He might be able to ride the undercard at Churchill on the 1st of May, but I don't know. But it's a great race. It's a mile and a 16th. It's a 16th of a mile longer than the Champagne Stakes. And so that's what you kind of want to do, is get your horse prepared to go that mile and a quarter. And so they're stepping these horses up from a mile to a mile and a 16th. And that'll tell you whether they're what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. But Bob's got three horses, like I said, in this race. They're all carrying 122 pounds. And it's just kind of, you know, odd that he would load a field up like this. Now, the horses that run, let's say, for example, Bob runs first and second. Well, the third place horse in that race would get all the points for as if he won the race. That's what he would do. They're not gonna award any points to Baffert, but they will award them to second, third, fourth. You know, however they finish, you know, on earning the points for the Derby. But that's the American Pharoah Stakes, post time 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. Live from Santa Anita Park, and you'll be able to see it right here on International Equine Network. And also, you know, we did a lot of things, covered a lot of area today, I rambled on a lot, couldn't get a lot of names pronounced like I should have, but, you know, that just shows that we're trying here at International Equine Network to bring things to the equestrian people. We'd like for them to get call-ins, to, you know, to our network, which would really be good for us. You know, we would love to have that happen. But, you know, the thing of it is you don't get anywhere in the horse business if you don't ask. And that's the main thing. Our call-in number to BBS is 323-744-4831. And Doug or Don will answer the phone. They're great people. They're helped me through a lot of things here on the radio show we've been doing over a year now. And so it's kind of getting more exciting because BBS has got a new website. They got new equipment. They're in Texas now, not California. And so they really got a lot of good things. And you go to BBS radio.com. And look and see what all they have. They got so many different programming on there. You name it, from growing weeds to cutting grass to building houses to you name it, they got it. You know, and that's why we associate with them, because they've got a lot of things and a lot of viewers on there and everything. But now we're on the road to the Kentucky Derby for sure. It officially started in September. We're going to count down to the Kentucky Derby every week. We're going to have a how they get their report on the horses and the races, and we'll have race results from the Champagne and from the American Pharoah Stakes in California and Kentucky. And we'll constantly be updating you on the Breeders' Cup, which is 4 weeks away. So that's going to be interesting to see. And if you come to IENTV.org, you'll be able to go to the videos of breakfasts at the Breeders' Cup and all the daily Breeders' Cup briefing that we have, you know, on there. They update it every day, daily, and, you know, it'll be good. And then you can watch the Breeders' Cup live on IEN, and you can also follow all the Derby prep races live on IEN. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get there. And that's why we working to do what we're doing. If you can help us make the program better, call in to our programming at 323-744-4831 and let us know what we can do. Tell us about your story, how your journey is going, and when you're getting there and what you're doing. And just call us. We're just a down-home, sit around the table and talk kind of people. Don't worry about questions that'll be asked. Just call in and tell us what you're doing. So that helps us close out today's program. Thank you to all the equestrians that listen. Thank you to the BBS for helping us get our message out there. And we'll see you again next Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for joining us at the International Equine Network program.